Our next two contestants are ready to go. Sashir Zameda and Caitlin McGee play a married couple on the new ABC series Home Economics. Sashir, Caitlin, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
So you guys, you know, we're talking about this new sitcom that you're both in called Home Economics, and you play, the two of you are a couple in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, you know, when describing the show, of course, it's going to be compared to a bunch of other shows out there. But I did see that there was an attempt to make fun of that.
Yeah, the first promo that we have out, it was like they, we had like a Home Economics-ish poster to compare it to Black-ish. And then our photo shoot was literally like the posing like Modern Family. Because it is like a blended family and like three different families in one big family. But I think it's different because we really focus on the economic status that we are all going through separately and how that can affect the family at large.
Right. So it's sort of like a very rich sibling, middle class, and then struggling to get on their feet.
That's us. We're the poor ones.
And what are your fictional jobs?
I'm a second grade teacher in the show.
Right.
And I'm a therapist for low-income, at-risk kids.
Right. So basically doing the most meaningful work.
Yes, correct. Yes.
And making the least money.
Yeah. Making the least money.
Most all-over difference in, like, you know, children's lives. But that doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. It doesn't come out in coins.
Turns out. Yeah.
Right. And then you throw that into a sitcom. Ha, ha, ha. So, all right, we have a couple great games for the two of you, and let's dive in. Are you ready for some games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take turns answering questions in this one. This is an audio quiz called Love Means Constantly Having to Say You're Sorry. We're going to play you a clip of an apology from a television show or movie, and you just have to tell us what the movie or show is.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So here we go. Sashir, this first one is for you.
Wilson! I'm sorry! Oh. I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry!
Oh, okay.
I know. Okay. Caitlin has her hands on her heart. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
It's a heartbreaking one.
Castaway?
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't hear what it was.
I thought it was Rosa. Did you hear
Rosa? Like
Rosa?
I definitely knew it was Tom Hanks' voice, but I couldn't figure out who he's screaming to.
No, you heard his subliminal like acting cues. He was saying Rita.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because he was picturing his wife. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. She's like off camera, like, thank you. I do deserve an apology.
Finally. Okay, Caitlin.
Okay.
This is a clip from a 2019 book to movie adaptation.
I can't change how I feel, and it would be a lie to say I do when I don't. I'm so sorry, Teddy. I'm so sorry, but I just can't help it.
Is that Little Women?
It is Little Women, yeah. That's right. You got it.
Okay. I had a second where I was like, okay, it's Saoirse Ronan, but like I actually couldn't tell. I had a split second where I was like, huh. I personally like the Winona Ryder. I worship Greta Gerwig. But have you seen the like 1990s one recently?
Yeah, that's still the one so I remember really well. All right, Sashir, this movie adaptation of a book stars Keira Knightley and Matthew McFadden.
After what you have done for Lydia, and I suspect for Jane also, it is I who should be making amends.
You must know. Surely you must know. It was all for you.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you that Caitlin was basically reciting this speech.
I have full body chills. I know that entire speech. I just recently made my fiance watch that, and he was just like, okay, it's just people sitting in different rooms. He was like, they're just, I'm sorry. I don't want to give anything away, though. It's just your turn.
Is it Pride and Prejudice?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy. Of course, written by Jane Austen. So that's a favorite?
I used to study to that soundtrack. It's like a really beautiful orchestral soundtrack. Mm. And so I have a very like Pavlovian thing where I'm like taken back to a specific moment. Whenever I hear that soundtrack, it just really hits me. I don't know if the movie holds up or if it's just my personal sentimental thing with this movie, but when he walks across the mist of that field at the end, I feel like I'm just transported. It's so hot. He's wearing like a cloak and it's floating. Yeah. It's like really, it's peak hotness. Yeah.
A cloak.
All right, Caitlin, the last one is for you. This is from a beloved 90s sitcom.
Will and Carlton are sorry.
Fresh Prince, of course.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, man. I like that we mixed it up on that one. That was like a, it was heartfelt, but through song, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we have established that you know your apologies. Well done. Nice game.